You're listening to KZFR 90.1 FM and KZFR.org for a little bit of news that I think you can use. I'm Matt Fidler. Just a reminder that California is requiring masks for everyone when they're in public spaces. For places to reopen safely without causing a spike in coronavirus cases, masks are essential. Even here in the North State, as we've been reopening and people have been relaxed about mask usage, the number of cases is going up. Butte County, for example, went from 28 cases just like 4.5 weeks ago to over 94 now. That's over triple. So even if it's annoying and slightly uncomfortable as we wear our masks during this heat wave, I feel like it's a patriotic statement. It means that you care for your neighbor's health more than the sweat around your face. Thank you. Some other news around the area, the Butte County supervisors are considering closing Humboldt Road to traffic from Stilson Canyon Road to Highway 32. This is because of illegal camping and the dumping of human waste on the side of the road. That's not very sanitary. Ever since the campfire, food insecurity has been the focus for a lot of people. Many folks around the area, especially around the burn scars of the campfire, have really poor access to quality food. Butte County Local Food Network is doing its best to tackle all aspects of this issue. President and Director Pam Larry, who began the group in 2017, explained its work around the community in three parts: acute relief, long-term relief, and education. Thanks to grants from the North Valley Community Foundation and Butte Strong Fund, the group provides weekly community-supported agriculture boxes to 25 families. Each box contains produce and animal products that feed a family of four. Larry said the partnership not only helps the families, but also the young farmers who are offering dense and nutritional valued food. Additionally, the group buys produce from the Chico Farmers Market every Wednesday and Saturday and takes it up to Pines Yankee Hill Hardware. The produce is available to all Campfire Burn Scar residents. An example of the group's long-term plans can be seen at its Vecino Victory Garden, a community demonstration in Chico intended to show people what's possible. For KZFR 90.1 FM, I'm Matt Fidler, reporting from Chico.